Erev Rosh Hashanah, Dan Chanech Aaron Troy, Creation and Judgment.
As we are standing in Erev Rosh Hashanah, I've chosen a subject which is Nogea, and it is perhaps the basis of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. In the Tfilah of Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah we say, Hayom hara toilom, hayom yamid bamishpot. Today marks the creation of the world, and today, hayom, all mankind are judged. Yamid bamishpot. The Rosh Hashanah combines two distinct aspects: creation, b'riyah, and mishpot, and judgment. It traditionally marks the creation of the world because the Tishri Nibra Ha'olam, because we hold the opinion that on Tishri the world was created. But we also observe Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Mishpat, a day of judgment, where each individual, every one of Klal Yisrael, must give an accounting of one's deeds before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the connection between these two apparently distinct aspects, creation and mishpat and judgment? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah quotes a controversy between two Tanoim, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that Tishri Nivra Ha'olam, and Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion the Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says the following: Omer Rab Shmuel by Yitzchak, Kaman Matzlinon Ha'idna. According to whose Nusach do we, the Nusach of our davening, according to whose opinion are we going? Why, in the davening we say, Ze Hayoim Techilos Ma'atzecho Zikorein Leyoim Rishon. We say in the davening that today is the beginning of the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Techilos Ma'atzecho Zikorein, a commemoration, Yom Rishon of the first day. So the Gemara says, come on, Rabbi Eliezer. It goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, our Nusach HaTfilah, we paskin according to Rabbi Eliezer, Betishri Nivra Ha'olam. Tosfos on the spot already asks a question, and Tosfos asks an apparent contradiction. In the piyut of Tfilas Pesach, we say in the davening, with those who say the piyut, in the piyut is mentioned that Nisan is Nivra Ha'olam. So there's a contradiction. Here in the davening we say Ze Ayom Tchilas Ma'atzecho on Rosh Hashanah, and in the piyut of Pesach we say that the world was created in Nisan. How do we reconcile these two apparent contradictions? So Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam answers this question, and he says the following: Betishri Nivra Ha'olam, in actual fact the world was not created in Tishri, but Olo B'machshava Lehiborois Betishri. The plan, the intention, and the thought to create the world, this happened in Tishri. The actual creation only took place in Nisan. So when we say in the davening, Ze Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecho, it doesn't mean that the world was created in Tishri. What it means is that the machshava to create the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned to create the world, this happened in Tishri, on Rosh Hashanah. But creation in actuality only took place in Nisan. And this is how Rabbeinu Tam answers the question. And the question is now an obvious one. If creation, that means Briya, really took place in Nisan, and Tishri was only the Machshava, so So what do we commemorate? We commemorate a plan which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, where in actual fact the plan was only put into actuality. Listen, so what's the point in making a whole day of Rosh Hashanah Hayom Haras Olam, where it wasn't really the Haras Olam? Today was only the day when there was a Machshava Tchila to create the world. Let me quote another Chazal. There's a Chazal where Chazal say that on Rosh Hashanah, B'shor Shakudish Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Oile Al Kisei Adin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu ascends the Kisei Adin, B'din U'Oile, he goes, his purpose is to judge with din, with justice. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Olo Elohim Bishuo. Olo Elohim, the word Elohim, is the Midas Hadin. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu ascends the throne, it's the Kisei Adin. Ubashor Shi Yisrael Neutlin Es Shofreiseya. When Yidden take the shofar, the Toikin Litnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they blow the shofar in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I made me Kisei Adin, the Yoshev the Kisei Orachmim, Dichsiv Hashem the Koy Shofar. Olo Elohim Bishuo. That means originally the intention was the din, but then when he hears the shofar of Klal Yisrael, he ascends from that Kisei Adin and he seats himself in Kisei HaRachamim, umismale aleim rachamim umarachim aleim v'huifach aleim midas adin l'rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intention was din, but when he hears the shofar, the shofar somehow has some power to change the Midas Hadin to the Midas Harachmim. And this is the question I'd like to ask. Why is Kir Shofar so significant that it has this power of arousing the Rachmim, the mercy, and the Midas Harachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Another question. Hayom Yamid Bamishvot. Today, we have to give a cheshvan to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Surely one would normally expect to give a reckoning and an account of one's actions after termination of a fixed time at the end of the year. Yet here we are giving din v'cheshvan at the beginning of the year. Why is this so? Even if the Abdel Elev Abdolus, to compare, where you have to go through an examination at the end of a term. You don't go through the examination at the beginning of a term. The end. So at the end of the year, Dafna gave him a din b'cheshvan to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And here we're giving a din b'cheshvan to the Ribbono Shel Olam at the beginning of the year. I'd like to quote for you a Rashi. And I think this Rashi perhaps will give an answer to this question. There is a Rashi at the beginning of the Torah. Bereishis boro Elohim es hashomayim v'esores. Zot Rashi. Bereishis boro Hashem lo nema. It does not say Bereishis boro Hashem, the Midas Rachmim. And it says Bereishis boro Elohim. So Rashi says, Bitchila olo b'machshovo lehiboros b'midas hadin. It was the original intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a world with a strict attribute of justice. And then, Ro She'enu Olam Miskayim. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the world could not survive under such conditions if everything would be B'Midas Hadin. Higdim Midas HaRachmim. The shitful Midas Hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, changed his mind and he tempered creation with Midas HaRachmim. Shenema, Beyoim Asois Hashem Elohim Eretz V'Shamoy. That means when it says in the Torah, Bereishis Boro Elohim, that was the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to create a world which could be maintained according to the strictness of justice of Mishpat. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had second thoughts, as it were, and he realized that Ein Olam is Kaim. So Shit Vayim Amidus Rachmim. So when it came to the reality of creating the world, there it was already with the Midas Rachmim. But Yoyim Asu Is Hashem Elokim Eretz Rishmoy. This is the first Rashi. Now the question is a double question. It says in the Torah, Bereishis Bor Elokim. Why are we interested to know what the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was? Bereishis Bor Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create it with din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Midas HaRachmim. And yet in the Torah it says, Bereishis Bor Elokim, which means that was his plan, that was his original intention. What's getting me on? Why are we interested? What napkin minute does it make to us? Everything which is written in the Torah is al limud fas, every os, every tag. Here it says something which doesn't seem to make any difference to us. To us is the difference with your imatois Hashem alikim eretz l'shamoy. Question number one. But there is another question. How do we understand this whole concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making a plan and then, as it were, changing his mind, having second thoughts? A person can make a plan, 2 minutes later he can change his mind and change it. How do we understand such a musag, such a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu planning, changing his mind and doing completely different? I want to share with you a vault of the Sfasemes, which I think is perhaps an answer to most of the questions that are asked here this morning. The Sfasemes says the following. I think it's a very powerful message. And he says the following. The root and the foundation of every action lies in the thought and in the intention that preceded it. Soif ma'aseh. That which is finally done is that which was originally in thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned the creation of a perfect world, a world that could remain stable within the jurisdiction of Mishpat, of justice in its strictest sense. The Machshava was within, and likewise, everything which is written in the Torah is a blueprint for our lives. And likewise, any plan, any intention of man is looked upon through the strict and severe eye of justice. Hence, on Rosh Hashanah, and I think this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is the day when we make an annual search of our neshamas, of our souls. It's a day on which we plan and prepare resolutions for the coming year. Our resolutions, which we make on Rosh Hashanah for the coming year, must be perfect. Our intentions must be pure, without compromise, in order to withstand the criticism of din, the criticism of severe justice. The same as the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Machshava Tchila was the din. Anything man intends to do, anything we intend to create in this world, and we have that power of creation, a person, any intention, what we intend to do, any plan which we have, must be able to withstand the strictness of justice. What does that mean? Justice means it has to be 100%. There can be no compromises in plans. When we have intentions, when we have machshavas, there must be 100%. We mean it sincerely. If somebody says he has a plan, but he's not quite sure whether he really wants to do it, then that plan will not stand up to Midas Hadin. Hence, on Rosh Hashanah, when we prepare our resolutions for the coming year, and this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what our intentions are, what our plans are. It has to be without compromise. in order to withstand the severity of justice, of Mishpat. This is as far as resolve is concerned. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on Rosh Hashanah with Midas Hadin. One may not always succeed in achieving perfection in practice. That means, although our intentions were 100%, but when it comes to Maisa, one may not be able to carry out all one's resolutions exactly as one had originally intended. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Midas HaRachmim, comes to our aid, assisting the accomplishment of the goal which we were striving for. The very process of creation still exists, and therefore the Bereishis Boro Elokim is the blueprint for us, how we must go ahead. If we want to achieve something in Ruchnius, in this world, then our Machshavot Chila, our plan, our resolution, our intentions must be 100%. They must be able to withstand the criticism of Mishpat of Din. Once we have that Machshavat Chila B'din, then in order to carry it out, that it should become a reality, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shitta B'dim HaMidas HaRachmim. The same as in the creation of the world, the Machshavat Chila B'din. But the Yom HaSoyitz, the actual bringing it L'maita. In fact, the Sfasemes brings the Pasuk, Lokeil Goymer Olai. Goymer means the Gemara. The bringing the Machshava to L'maita. There you need the Midas Rachmim. Keil is Midas Rachmim. The Chesed Keil Kol HaYoyim. The Gemara, that must be, can only be, without the aid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one can achieve nothing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only give that aid if he sees that our Machshava was within, that our Machshava was 100%. Let me explain a little bit more. As the Machshava is the foundation, is the root of every action, let's take a building. You need a building. A building needs a foundation. Without the foundation, the building will collapse. And the taller the building, the more accurate the foundation must be. A slightest fault or defect in the foundations can have disastrous effects, threatening the very collapse of the whole building. Likewise, our intentions, our resolutions on Rosh Hashanah, which are the Sof Maaseh, Machshava Tchila, this is the Yesod of everything which will be in our plans. These are the Yesod of what we are going to achieve in the year. The foundations of our actions and the foundations of our Maasim, which we are going to do, must be capable of withstanding the criticism of justice. And if this is so in a physical building, how much more in a ruchnis, in a spiritual building, which is at Shemei Shomayim, which goes till the heavens. You know what the roots of the yesod of a ruchnistic building is? The Mesillas Yesholim, in his first chapter, writes the following, Yesod HaChasidus V'Shoyresh HaAvoido, the basis of Chasidus of piety, and the Shoyresh, the Shoshim of our Avodah is Hatmi Mahushi is Bare Vis Amit Eitzel Ho Odom Ma Choy Bosoy Boiloma. The root of everything we want to achieve in Ruchnius is the plan. A person must have a plan. Ma Choy Bosoy, what do you want to do in this world? What do we want to achieve? But that root must be 100%. You can't have compromises in foundations. An architect who will make a compromise in a foundation, technisch, it will threaten the whole building. In a ruchnistic building, the plans, the resolutions, must be beyond reproach. They must be able to withstand the Midas Hadin. And I think the Ascholah. You know, there's a Rashi in Yisrael where Rashi says, Kol Ascholah is cautious. All beginnings are difficult. And I've often wondered, why are beginnings difficult? I would say, to finish, to persevere. There are a lot of people who start things, but to continue, to persevere, and to not give in, and get to the Gemara, that may be difficult. But why are the beginnings difficult? Chazal say, no. V'hoyim shumoya tishnazum chazal, v'ato. Now is difficult, but later it will be easier. Why? And I think this is the answer. Because the beginning is the root of everything. And the foundation has to be b'midas hatin. Later, shittivim b'midas harachmim, there you'll already have compromises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the Ezer. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only help if he sees that the intention was pure, that the intention was such which was 100%, there were no compromises in the intention. And I think if the Machshava Tchila must be able to withstand the criticism of justice on Rosh Hashanah, on the day when B'Tchila Olav Machshava, this was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had that Machshava Tchila to create the world, it's that day when we make our plans, what we want to create in Ruchnius, it must also be able to be withstand the Midas Hadin. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is Hayoyim Yamit Bamishpot. And precisely because Hayoyim Haras Olam, because today was the day where all of the Machshava Liboris Bedin, therefore it's Hayoyim Yamit Bamishpot. The two are joined together. And therefore I think with this idea in behind, I think we'll understand what Chazal say, that Kir Shofar is the mitzvah which somehow changes the Midas Hadin to Midas Harachmim. The sound of the Shofar Shteit in Sarsemes is a continuous sound. It's a koyu poshut. It's a cry. It's an expression of one's emotions. It can't be grasped by the mind, by the intellect. It's like the cry of a child. It requires no intelligence. Dibur, when we speak about speech, speech is the cutting up of the sound into syllables and making it intelligible and understood. Speech is the work of the mind. It's the work of the intellect. And it can only be understood by the mind. Therefore a child can't speak. Child hasn't got the development of that intellect. Emotions which are deeply felt cannot be expressed in words. A person who's in great pain is only, you know what he can do? He can cry. He can scream. If a person is in pain and he's able to describe in detail the pain he feels, he can't be in very great agony. A cry comes not from the mind. A cry doesn't speak to the mind. A cry, if you hear a cry at night, you'll be aroused emotionally for no logical reason, because a cry speaks to the pnim of a person, to the emotions of a person. When we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we blow it to arouse and awaken our emotions. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us with mercy. And we demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by blowing the shofar that our heart, our emotions are pure, our intentions, our cry is one which stems from our very depth. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that our intentions and our striving and our resolutions are beyond reproach, and he sees that we mean it seriously, the machshava tchila is there within, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu ascends from the throne of mercy, from the throne of justice, and he sits on the throne of mercy and brings into effect his compassion. That attribute, that midah, which helps us and assists us in bringing into practice and making a reality of the plans and the resolutions which we have undertaken. I think basically this is the answer. Rosh Hashanah is not a cheshbon for the last year. When we make a cheshbon of Rosh Hashanah, it's not on the last year. The last year is gone. Whatever you do now is for the next year. It's for Tov Shin Samer Ches, not Zoyin. Only what we do on Rosh Hashanah is we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what our intentions are. We make a cheshbon and plans for the coming year. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that machshava for the coming year is the din, we mean it seriously, that those machshavas are something which can withstand the criticism of justice. There's no compromises in our. It's something which is 100%. The foundations are laid. Then we have Rachmim to help us to bring those resolutions l'maisa. Let me just finish with one thought. You know, we say in the davening, Korov Hashem l'chol kirov l'chil asher yikra'uhu be'emes. So Chazal say to Medrash, Korov Hashem l'chol kirov yochol l'chil. There's haftoch here. Whatever a person is mispallel on Rosh Hashanah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, any tefillah, yochol l'chil, he says, Korov Hashem l'chol kirov. Everybody who's mispallel HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to those tefillahs. No? Yochol HaKoyim? No? L'chol HaSheh Yikra'u Be'emes. There's a condition. It has to be L'chol HaSheh Yikra'u Be'emes. So Rav Eli Elopian, the break that cash is Zoch Hasira. First it says Yochol HaKoyim. Korov Hashem L'chol Koyim. And then it says no, not L'chol. L'chol HaSheh Yikra'u Be'emes. So Rav Eli of Gezuk said it can see. It's the same thing. Zoktazay, take a marshal. A person will go to a foreign country. Let's say he'll go to China. He'll have Chinese currency. And he'll go into a shop and he wants to buy something. Or he doesn't speak the language, so he speaks English. And he takes out the money and he says he'd like to buy this and this. The man will look at him, or the person there who's serving look at him and say, doesn't understand. He won't be able to help him because he doesn't. You have to speak the language. Yes, if you have the currency and you have the money, you can get anything you want, what's in that shop. But on one condition, you must speak the language of that person. The Ribbono Shel Olam has also got a sapa. He's got a language. You know what the language of the Ribbono Shel Olam is? Udebarcho emes. This is what we say in Rosh Hashanah. Udebarcho emes v'sprach. The language, the Safar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is MS. It must be sincere. It's no use saying things to the Ribbono Shel Olam and being misspelled to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and deep down you don't really mean it properly. Maybe 50%, maybe 60%. If the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Shprach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's with the language of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Korov Hashem L'chol Koyachov. Korov Hashem L'chol Koyachov. If you done sincerely and you mean it sincerely, and when we want to make resolutions, those resolutions are sincere and pure, and they're machshav of the din, then L'chol Hashem Yikra'u Be'emes, and you say it also with the shprach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us haftocha that those tzilus and those Bakoshes and call Mishalei Sribenu, he will respond to the Teva. And therefore, my bracha to all of you, Mahalten by Erev Rosh Hashanah, so that I'm gebenched mit der gebenchte Yor, and all of you should have a Ksiva Chasima Teva, that the main thing is to realize that on Rosh Hashanah we are making the foundations of the future year. The Yesod of the year is on Rosh Hashanah. The resolutions, the intentions of Rosh Hashanah are the basis of Seif Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila. This is the Machshava Tchila. And if we do it sincerely, we have our Tocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we'll all be blessed with a Shana Teva, and Yibit Hashem is all Zoycha Zayin to Yeshua's and Echomas, Lefrat to Lekral, and it's all Zoycha Zayin B'Korav to Zayin, Binyan Yerushalayim, or Moshiach Tzidkenu, Amen.